This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Yo, Mark, it's Ed, your favorite buyer. That dadgum seller's got to be kidding me. He takes 20 thou off $1 million price when he's at least $250,000 over what's sold lately. What in the heck is he thinking? Let's lower my offer by the same and see how that grabs his goober. He must have thought I was green behind the ears, or maybe he just believes in fairy tales.
I wish I could reference the exact property. That was actually my buyer that I wrote that for, and he decided to have some fun and leave that voicemail intentionally. But it was a true story, and the property never sold. This must have been in the doldrum years, 2011 range, and it eventually sold for what we offered a year or two later. And he couldn't let go of the heyday years of 2005, 6, and 7. Could have been 08 or 09, probably. Welcome. That's all we have time for. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Great guest today, returning for the third year in a row from RDN, which is Robert D. Niehaus, and his economist, Bjorn Kollerud. And he's going to come on and talk about some housing market analysis and work they've done recently. So it'll be very interesting. He'll be in segment two, and if we don't finish, segment three. Segment four, fourth quarter, if you're a basketball fan, is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We'll do in the first segment. What else? I heard this. I don't know if it works. This is a home maintenance tip of the week. If you have squirrels or woodpeckers that have chewed out and bored in some holes, alum, A-L-U-M, is a spice used in pickling. And supposedly you can pack that in there, whether or not you put it in dry or you make a paste of it, and they don't like it, and it might make them go away. I heard this on a home maintenance type program, and the guy, the host, had been doing it for 30 years. He never heard about it. People talk about cayenne pepper and that kind of thing. So maybe you could make a little paste of alum, A-L-U-M, and cayenne pepper and try it out. Okay, that's something to consider. All right, so here we are. What week are we in, you ask? 18th week, which is also means chai and to life, hence the term l'chaim. 18, 2021, for the week ending May 7th, 2021. I'm going to start a little differently. Instead of doing everything year-to-date from Carpinteria to Goleta, South Coast, single family only, Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service, I'm going to start without Hope Ranch in Montecito, the rest of us for the Festivus. And even without Hope Ranch in Montecito, through the first 18 weeks of the year, we are up in the number of sales 31%, and the median price is up 52%. Now, that's staggering enough before we throw in Montecito and Hope Ranch. Year-to-date, without Hope Ranch in Montecito, 18th week of the year, $1,551,000 is the median price. Last year's median price was just a hair under $1,006,000, and that included Hope Ranch and Montecito. So $1,551,000 is impressive, staggering. Number of sales 338, last year 223. That's up 52%. Again, without Hope Ranch and Montecito. Okay, how about Montecito only? $5 million is the median price year-to-date for the first 18 weeks of the year through May 7th, 2021. Last year, it was $2.9 million. So I didn't do the percentages, but $2 million more on $2.9 million is roughly 66%, 64% increase in the median price compared to without Hope Ranch and Montecito. We still had an increase median price of 31%. Number of sales, Montecito, first 18 weeks, 121. Last year, 53. So that's well over 100% increase. And if you combine everybody together in one pot, you will get a year-to-date median price from Santa Barbara to from Carpinteria to Goleta, South Coast, $2,025,000. Last year's year-to-date, same time period, $1,332,000. Year before, $1,345,000, $1,303,000. Ended up 2020, just under $1,006,000. $2,025,000 year-to-date. That's a 52% increase in the median price. Number of sales, 482 versus 286. And that's an increase of 69% in the number of sales. Take a breath. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening across the nation. Where was that from? Huh?
Cronkite.
Cronkite?
Yeah.
I thought it was that was the week that was.
Maybe.
Did you do you remember the Jolly Tiger? They might have been on the corner of Chapala and Canna Perdido, where Cajun Kitchen is. I think they had two locations, and apparently the original, it goes back into the 50s. They lasted a long time. They might have been open 24 hours. I remember when I got here in 77, I remember Jolly Tiger. But apparently the sign, the original sign, is behind the bar at the restaurant Roy. I just heard about that. So you'll have to go check that out. Today in history. Oh, by the way, last night I went to Olio y Limone's little pizzeria, celebrate Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. I went with two mothers, not mine. And that's a great place. Eating indoors, second time I've eaten indoors in 2 weeks. And that's in the last 13 months. So today in history, May 10th, 1869, the Transcontinental Railroad is completed, finishing under budget and ahead of schedule. 2,000 miles started in 1866, completed 3 years later. Compare that to the California bullet train. Construction started June 2015, expected to take 8 to 12 months, 500 miles. And 6 years later, where are we? Where are we? Okay. I think that's enough for one segment. We want to make plenty of time to allow for our guest coming up from economist Bjorn Kollerud, housing market analysis, demographics, economic trends. This is very important. Oh, and did we hear, has Randy Quaid officially thrown his hat in the ring for running for governor? We've been following. We haven't mentioned Randy Quaid for at least a year, but he was in and out. And do we have an official list? People throwing. We've heard a few names. I don't know. I don't know. They say it's going to be a long shot. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with economist Bjorn Kollerud. Housing market analysis, demographic and economic trends.